Colombian World Cup star reportedly skips flight home after death threats over missed goal shot. By Marianne Angela on July 12, 2026. Colombian forward Jaymenton Campos has reportedly gone into hiding after receiving death threats following Colombia's World Cup exit, skipping his team's flight home as concerns over his safety escalated. The 26-year-old became the target of online abuse after missing a clear chance in extra time during Colombia's round of 16 loss to Switzerland on Tuesday. The match went to a penalty shootout, where Switzerland prevailed 4-3 to eliminate Colombia. Colombian World Cup player goes into hiding after death threats over costly mispick. Twitter.com/5lo7i2bhtx. New York Post, at NYPost, July 11, 2026. In a message posted on Instagram, Campos appealed for calm as the threats intensified. "My Colombia, please let us never lose sight of respect," Campos wrote in Spanish on Instagram on Thursday. "We may hold different views or feel frustration and sadness, but no passion justifies hatred or living in fear." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Jaymenton Campos, at @bicho08_. Campos said wearing Colombia's jersey at the World Cup had been a lifelong dream. "Since I was a child, I dreamed of defending Colombia's colors, hearing the anthem, representing millions of people, and scoring a goal in the World Cup. Today, I can only thank God for allowing me to fulfill that dream." He also thanked supporters and acknowledged the country's disappointment over the loss. "To the entire country, I can only say that I share the pain of this elimination. We, too, dreamed of advancing further." Campos added that the team never lacked commitment despite the result. "I deeply regret not being able to bring you the joy we all hoped for. But I want you to know that there was never a lack of dedication, commitment, or love for this jersey. I gave everything I had on the pitch, and I would do it 1,000 times over for my country." According to InfoBee, Campos was scheduled to return to Bogota with several teammates on Wednesday but did not board the flight. His current location has not been disclosed, although reports say he may have remained in North America or traveled to Argentina, where he plays for Rosario Central. The Colombian Football Federation condemned the threats and called for an investigation, saying, "Football must be a space for unity, respect, and hope, never a stage for hatred, intimidation, or violence." The threats have revived memories of Colombian defender Andrés Escobar, who was murdered in 1994 just days after scoring an own goal during the World Cup in the United States. "I can certainly understand why." Just days later, on July 2, 1994, in Medellin, Colombia, Escobar, aged 27, was shot 6 times in the parking lot of a nightclub after an argument. The killer reportedly shouted "goal, goal" with each shot. He died shortly afterward. Irene Almeida, at Irene Almeida, July 11, 2026. Many social media users condemned the threats, saying no player deserves to fear for his life over a football match. "This uncalled for. As a Colombian, I am deeply saddened by this. We are all sad our country lost, but the need for this type of threats," one user said. "Death threat for just kicking a ball? I think that's too much," another wrote.